Page 84. Read. Exercise 2B. Good work habits.
Last year was a disaster at work. I missed a lot of deadlines, and I got a bad performance report. It's a new year, and I need to be more productive. So, I asked a lot of successful people about their work habits. I got some good advice, and some advice that's, well, a little unusual. Here's what they said. Tarek, owner of multiple successful restaurants. I plan my day in 15-minute blocks, so I don't waste any time. I set goals and make a list of steps to meet each of them. I keep my meetings short by having standing meetings. That's right, no chairs. Siguri, online store manager. It's hard, but I try to stay on top of my email. If I let it pile up, I never catch up. I have different music playlists for different purposes. Electronic music for meeting deadlines, classical music for increasing creativity. Kim, a writer and editor. I get the most unpleasant jobs out of the way as soon as I get to work. If I don't, I spend all day dreading them and I can't focus. I turn off my social media notifications, but I check them every few hours. That way, I don't get distracted with constant messages, but I still stay connected while I'm in the office. Every couple of hours, I stop working and do something silly, like watching cat videos. I can get back to work with a smile on my face and plenty of energy. Vinod, a money manager. My job is very stressful. Plants make me feel calm and happy, so I keep lots of them in my office. They also increase the amount of oxygen in the room, which helps me focus. I also keep fish in my office. They help me relax so I can be more creative. My best ideas come after watching my fish. I've started following some of this advice. It's only been a few weeks, but I think it's already working. Yesterday, my boss told me how pleased she was with my work. She also asked about the goldfish in my office.